0101.
Entrepreneurship as Zambia marks Youth Day. Economists are warned the tobacco bill could harm economy. And in African news, a 6 to 10 million rand insurance comes to face 47 charges. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. As Youth Day is commemorated today under the theme Arise and Soar, young people in Chambeshi are leading the charge with innovative ideas and entrepreneurial spirit. From tailoring or auto repairs to branding services, the youth are creating opportunities for themselves while inspiring others in the community. The youth have told Kombon Radio News that engaging in productive activities helps keep them away from bad vices. According to the youths, by pursuing their passions, they're not only securing their own futures, but also creating employment for others. And in a related development, the Youth Life Project has appealed to President Hage Ndahijilema to shift the youth development narrative from survival-based support to sustainable productivity and mental health investment as Zambia celebrates Youth Day. The organization says empowering young people requires both practical tools and stronger mental health support systems. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, a Youth Life Project Director, Michael Nkosi, acknowledged the government initiatives aimed at supporting young people, including the provision of internship opportunities and the recruitment of loans and funding officers to facilitate youth access to empowerment funds. However, Mr. Nkosi says that while such programs are important, skills training alone may not be enough to help young people build sustainable livelihoods.
Under the presidential call to arise and soar, the Youth Life acknowledges the government's recent efforts, including the 2000 internship opportunities and the deployment of 156 loans and funding officers. However, as an organization, we understand that it is difficult for the youth to rise and soar if they are pressed down by the untreated trauma. No can they arise if people that activity without necessary tools. The president has given many of our youth the schemes through the CDF infrastructure, which is under the salary.
A civic leader in Musa Kamba ward of Mukushi district has urged the residents to remain patient over the poor state of roads in the area. Upton Kunda said the ward was allocated 40 kilometers of roads for grading under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund and has again received funding in the 2026 budget. Mr. Kunda explained that grading works will commence as soon as the rains are finished, emphasizing that improved roads will enhance development and make transportation easier for residents.
Then even this year, na kulia allocation hii kabombela na kabili kumisebo. So meaning we will go beyond 40 kilometers. So hicho ningalomba kwa chako bati kuli fulefubale bombela mu ma communities. Matuwa itula Musaka Mbana ma roads. Nishitwala kwa ata business yukuri konseyala babu ino no muntu uri wonse kuchaisa asitefili shonsa abu kina moto kayaya. So nde lomba ukubu mwono kwa bati misabu ilele mwone kwa kwa bati nga shuru wa mwa waba cash for work. Let us make kwa bati tushuru echo msebota wa inflata ya mshirita wala kosa. So that nga yaisa greda Musaka Mbawadi. Tuwa hawa mba tristi each zone ya chako benefit misabu ya kubati ya pita.
A proposed tobacco control bill in Zambia has raised concern among economists who warn that it could negatively affect the country's economy and livelihoods. Economist Lubinda Habazoka says the legislation threatens thousands of jobs, particularly for rural farmers involved in the tobacco value chain. Professor Habazoka explains that the bill could affect everyone from seedling supplies to exporters, and may lead to job losses among cigarette manufacturers and related companies. He added that the government also risks losing significant tax revenue collected from the tobacco products. Professor Habazoka further warns that restricting the industry could reduce foreign exchange earnings and encourage illicit cigarette trade with neighboring countries such as Zimbabwe and Malawi, potentially supplying tobacco illegally. He has instead called for stronger awareness campaigns on the dangers of smoking rather than imposing restrictions.
And to collect revenue from there, tobacco, we are just even going to encourage our neighbors, Tanzania, Malawi, Zimbabwe, to be bringing in the tobacco into the country. A person can easily walk. Our borders are workable. A person will come in and start making makeshift cigarettes and selling to citizens. So for it to be very highly regulated, I think we need to think forward so that we don't highly regulate the industry. Let's also look at what's happening on the global stage. The whole world, South Africa, for example, Malawi itself, Europe, the USA, I don't think the health hazards are that much, it's just awareness.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio. My business rate, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zama.